Hello?
Hi, is this Matthew?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Sam down in Clive. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
I should say so. This is a good way to start your week, huh?
Actually, I've been waiting all weekend. I'm really nervous. I did it on Friday and had to wait for the weekend.
Gotcha. Yeah, that probably made it one of the longer weekends you've had in a while, huh?
Yes, it did. Work just went on forever.
That's understandable. Oh, man, congratulations. I mean, now that you're here in the office, how are you feeling?
Less stressed.
Yeah.
I was really nervous and really stressed.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. I'm still trying to gasping on my way up here. I plan to, like, wake up from a dream or something.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. It's one thing to dream about winning the lottery, but heck, here you are.
Yeah.
It actually happened. So can you kind of walk me through your story, where you got your ticket, where you scratched it, that kind of thing?
Well, it's got off work after working a few hours, went to the liquor store across the street from my house to get a few items, and I seen the holiday ticket, and I was like, oh, that's something new, and I got that one instead of just getting the regular just the regular crosswords like I usually get, and because of the holidays, so I seen the Santa Claus, and I love Christmas, and so I grabbed something new and went home and had it sitting on the table for about an hour and a half before I even started scratching it. And after I scratched it, I thought I made an error somewhere because it's a new ticket, and I was like stunned. I think I did it something wrong. I made an error somewhere, and I had my wife check it out for me, and she like, no, you didn't make error there, and she freaked out, and then I was like stunned, and like, I don't believe you, baby, like pulling tricks on me all the time, and then I still was on the belief of somehow this is like not happening.
Yeah. So at what point did it set in that this is actually a $30,000 winner?
I think when I actually went to the store and got it scanned.
Okay.
I mean, we scanned it on our phone, and it said winner, it just didn't say amount.
Right.
And then when I went to the store and got it done at the store legally, and then they pointed it out, I'm like, yeah, it is.
So what's going through your head at that point?
I'm going to be less stressed. I've been struggling with some bills lately, and this is going to help me out.
Yeah, definitely. It's always awesome when you come into some unexpected money like this, and you can take care of some of the finances.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how did your wife react?
She was more happy, and she was more louder than I was, and I was just, like, quiet and, like, yelling in my mind, and she was doing it out for me, and my kids come out, like, what happened? Like, what happened? Like, somebody got hurt or something.
Oh, man, that had to be such an exciting moment.
Yes, it was.
What's your wife's name?
Allison Shea.
Okay. So you said you're a big fan of Christmas, and that's kind of why you went the holiday ticket route?
Yeah, pretty much. I always like Christmas. My wife always hated Christmas because of the snow, and I just really enjoy colder weather better than hot weather,
sure.
I would say.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. So who else have you told about your win so far?
I told my mother, and then I had to tell my boss because I had to take some time off to come up here.
Sure, sure. Where do you work?
Green Line Palminers.
Okay. And can I ask how old you are?
I am 29.
Do you consider yourself a lucky guy?
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, I was lucky before this because, you know, I got my future wife here and stuff.
Cool.
I always felt like a pretty lucky person.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, sir. Hopefully I'll do it again.
Yes. We'd love to have that. That'd be awesome. Well, thanks so much, and congratulations once again.
Well, thank you, sir.